Happy Thanksgiving weekend, everyone. We'll all be back with you live next Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. But today, for this encore presentation, we're taking you back to Hawaii in the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 that originally aired on October 4th.
Pack those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins.
With the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Aloha no kohona, he aina kohea, ike ia kapaupua.
And Let's Go America, as that music sets the tone for today's broadcast. Aloha and welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. This is year five of five that we've brought the show to this island that we love. And it is great to have all of you tuned in with Mary and me as we put a wrap on this week's big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025. While as our award-winning program transmits via satellite to our 610 weekly stations from coast to coast, border to border, as well as around the world on TuneIn, back in New York, it's just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, October 4th, 2025. But as is the case whenever we're on a Hawaiian island, because of the time difference with the East Coast or our network command center there in Dallas with Bobby, we're pre-recording the show on Friday afternoon, since doing it on Saturday from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. local time doesn't really seem ideal. It's been a terrific week being back on Maui, Mary. We love this island.
Oh, we do indeed. And, you know, in addition to the fact that it's just relaxing and we both can completely unwind on this island, it's also uplifting at the same time. Just the aloha spirit of the people and the sheer beauty. And, Robert, I think what we love the most is that it speaks to both of us. That certainly helps. And you know, Robert, you mentioned this is the fifth consecutive year we've brought the show here. It's actually our 10th time on Maui. We spent 1 week of our 2 week Hawaiian honeymoon here years ago. And as some of our listeners out there know, our sons have been here with us three separate times, including last year. And they also share a similar love for the island, which makes us both happy. And we've certainly enjoyed getting many show fans across the country connected to Maui.
Oh, I think certainly the gift we've given our sons and what we've done for the audience we love. And folks, whenever we can, listen, I like to push the technology with this show when we broadcast on remotes. Typically, we base ourselves at a top resort when we're here on Maui, as we have in the past with the Ritz-Carlton Kapalua, Four Seasons, Waldorf Astoria Grand Wailea Resort, and Hilton Grand Vacations Maui Bay Villas. We're doing that again this year as well, but for this broadcast, well, we are breaking the script, first time we're ever doing this, and doing it a little different, if you will. As Mary and I transmit to you today, we are currently oceanside at Mahalea Bay. You're going to hear the ocean from the water directly here in the front of us as we're on the beach. You'll hear the Maui winds as well, I'm sure, throughout the show. And over our 2 hours together today, we're going to be taking you all across the island to meet different leaders, showcase some unique businesses you can patronize from where you live. We're even going to take you on a ferry as we go to Lanai. That's all ahead for you today.
Yeah, and you know, when the pandemic hit back in 2020, once Robert and I started traveling again, many of you know that we did do 10 big Let's Go America Tour events and live broadcasts over 10 months. And, you know, because of how hard the Hawaiian Islands were hit by the reduced tourism and regulations, we did make a commitment to bring the megaphone we have with the program here. Then came the Lahaina tragedy and the fires and those also in upcountry back in 2023, which really only increased the need for us to be here to do what we can with the show to help the island as it rebuilds and recovers. And it really led to our commitment to come back for five straight years.
Oh, absolutely, Mary. That's why we're here. There's no question about that. And folks, when you think about it, from the weather, the relaxing ocean everywhere you look, it's surrounding us right now, the people, all the outdoor activities, and the mystical aspects of this island, we can report to the nation that the aloha spirit is alive and well here. I know we've heard from a number of show fans asking us, what's going on in Maui these days? You know, how's the island doing? Certainly, those wildfires Mary mentioned 26 months ago disrupted life, travel, and a lot more here. We're going to get into that as the show unfolds today. But I will say, you will be welcomed here if you come. This is a place dependent on travel and tourism, and for so many reasons, the locals need you.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's well put. And, you know, we saw this island at its worst 2 years ago. It was somber. There was certainly an uncertainty around the island that you could feel from the locals. And last year, there was a definite feeling of resilience. And this year, it's been interesting as we've traveled around the island speaking to a lot of locals and residents to see how far it's come and all that's underway, but also how much really, Robert, is still ahead for the recovery. In terms of the Lahaina area and the rebuilding, it is a little slow, and that's been a little disappointing to see.
Yeah, I agree with that. Seeing Lahaina's Front Street business district so barren after more than 2 years, listen, it's not a good feeling. We can't mince words or say otherwise. There are homes being actively built there right now. The banyan tree on Front Street is an inspirational sight. There's no question about that. But looking beyond that single town that we know gets so much attention, 90%, maybe 95% of the experience you would have had here before the fires, it's all still here, folks. And it's why we say without hesitation, come enjoy Hawaii's Valley Isle.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So before we go any further today, I do want to alert all of you that new travel polls are waiting for you on our show website. The first question is, what do you enjoy most about the big Let's Go America Tour events and live remotes that we do regularly with the show? And the second question for you is, what area of the world have the big Let's Go America Tour events and live remotes enticed you to go experience?
Well, interesting questions. We look forward to hearing from all of you on that. Just go check them out. Latest travel polls right there on the homepage of our website, rmworldtravel.com. All right, in the time that remains in our opening A block today, a question that we've been asked a number of times over the years is why we feel such a connection to this island and continue to come back. So as we look out to all the natural beauty that is surrounding us right now, well, Mary and I thought we'd try to articulate that in some greater detail.
Well, it starts with the natural beauty. It's going to be very I always find it very hard to explain unless you've been here, but I think many of you listening, you must have an it place that means so much to you. There's no question Robert and I love Italy and could go there every year as well, but Maui really is very special to us. I think Hawaii in general is a beautiful area of our country, and you know, let's be honest, Robert, we do have to start with the great weather here.
Oh, as we're experiencing right now as we do this, I mean, it's so true. I got to acknowledge, as Mary said, Italy. Well, the Sicilian in me, I love the climate and warmth here, okay? But we really enjoy the healthy lifestyle you live on this island, all the amazing fruits and vegetables, our early morning sunrise walks along the water in Wailea. Every day they're different.
Yeah, and I love the views. They're always different. We love going up to Kula, upcountry, up Haleakala, and the views and the temperature changes up there. It gets
agreed.
A little cooler. I have no idea how many pounds of mango and strawberry, papaya, and pineapple we've enjoyed over the years, but it's a lot. We love the farmers markets and interacting with locals, the craft markets, the beaches, of course, and just even getting out on the water and going out on a boat. It's all part of the Hawaiian lifestyle.
Listen,
it's very relaxed.
I agree with you. The best golf I've ever played was at the Wailea Golf Course. I actually won't play there anymore because I'm not sure I'm ever going to beat that score. We enjoy how easy it is to get around this island. There's a familiarity, a sense of home. You got Walmart, Target, all the grocery and drug stores, the local businesses. I wouldn't say Maui is a foodie destination, but the variety of restaurants and food available here, it's high quality. Seafood is outstanding.
Absolutely. And now listen, it can be expensive. We are 2,500 miles from LA and over 5,000 miles from our home city of New York. So just getting things here to the islands, if they're not grown or made on the islands, it's expensive. They have to arrive by boat or plane. On a positive note, I do want to add the light. I mentioned it a few weeks ago on the show. It's like watercolor paintings. The sky and the light here is beautiful.
Yeah.
And of course, the volcanic beauty is a big part of these islands. There are mountains here. The West Maui Mountains are stunning, and they're also lush and green, and it's just
it's
beautiful.
The Valley is great.
Yeah,
no question.
And of course, listening to the local radio stations playing Hawaiian music when we drive.
Wow, that makes you happy. That begins, folks, as soon as we exit the airport garage, for sure, with Mary. Listen, the best cookie you're going to find at the Maui Cookie Ladies anywhere. We've already visited her store a few times on this trip. We're going to just leave it that there's simply a good energy here. We hope all of you listening get to experience it at some point or return if it's been a while. With that said, we're going to toss things back to Bobby in Dallas so he can run some sponsor messages during the quick break that's ahead. When we come back, our trip around Maui with you will begin as the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 broadcast continues.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
As America turns 250, we're not just looking back, we're going across mountains and music cities, monuments and main streets, because America isn't just something to remember, it's something to experience. Colette has been guiding travelers across the U.S. for over a century. Their tours celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make America unforgettable. So if you're ready to go, go with the people who know it best. Visit gocolette.com. .com/United States. That's gocollette.com/United States, or find that link at ouremeraldtravel.com under sponsors.
Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
If you've ever worried about the safety of your home, you need to hear this. Simply Safe is giving early access to their Black Friday sale at simplysafe.com/carry. 60% off any new system at simplysafe.com/carry. Typical security systems react once someone is already inside. Real security stops a crime before it starts. That's why over 4 million Americans trust them. Don't miss the Black Friday sale. Take 60% off any new system at simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like Simply Safe, plus 60% off.
What does living better mean to you? When you wake up feeling well, you do more of the things you love in life. If pain affects your life, Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. So give their 3-week quick start a try for just $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-4. 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com or head to rmworldtravel.com for a link under sponsors.
Thanks for tuning in to this Encore presentation of the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025. Next week, we'll be back live. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday weekend, everyone.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Let's Go America, as we transmit to all of you from Maui for this October 4th broadcast. Mary and I appreciate you being part of our big Let's Go America Tour. Before we leave the beach and take you to the office of our first guest of the day, this portion of the program is sponsored by gocollette.com/United States.
And as you've heard us sharing for a while now, and we discussed it again last week on the show, America is turning 250 in 2026. It's why we say let's go, everyone. Whether your interests include the mountains, music cities, monuments, or main streets, America is not just something to remember, it is something to get out and go experience.
Oh, it absolutely is. And you know, Colette has been guiding travelers across America for over a century now. They offer tours and varieties to suit every type of traveler. Go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, and the legends that make our nation great, and travel unforgettable. Just visit gocollette.com/United States. I'm going to spell that. Gocollette, C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E. .com/United States for more info and show specials, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, as we take the show across the island today, the first stop is a check-in with our friends at the Maui Visitors and Convention Bureau. Brett Loster is a director with the Bureau, and while reconnecting with some of the team this week, we sat down for a more in-depth conversation with Brent, and here's some of what we discussed.
You know, Brent, like many people, it was our honeymoon that first brought Mary and me to Maui. We've been returning ever since that first visit. You grew up on the island, so you've certainly experienced this evolution as a destination. The 1-2 punch of the pandemic followed by the devastating fires in August 2023 clearly set Maui back and has impacted tourism to the island. During our visit last year, we felt the resilience here. It's more apparent this year. So as our show goes out over the satellite across the nation and as October 2025 has begun, what message do you want to share with the country 2 years later with regards to the state of the tourism industry here on Maui?
Well, thank you very much. And I was very blessed to grow up here on Maui. And so I'd say first and foremost, we want people to know Maui is welcoming, and the resorts, attractions, activities, restaurants are all open and ready to welcome them. I think those are two key points just to get out, because there's still some question, I think, in both the travelers' minds and some travel advisors' minds about, is Maui ready? And absolutely, Maui is ready and excited to welcome people back.
Which, it's nice to be back, frankly, in our case, right, Mary?
It definitely is. And I think it's important for everyone to know, like you said, that it is open and also ready to welcome, which is also a big part of that. So, you know, something we know that's critical to the island and important to locals is the balance of visitors and maintaining the natural beauty of the island, which really will hopefully sustain it for generations to come so people can continue to enjoy it for years. Maui depends on tourism, like so many destinations, with more than 50% of jobs connected to the industry. What are some ways, Brent, that you work to strike that balance and create a travel environment that works for travelers, but also works for local businesses?
Sure, absolutely. It's definitely top of mind for the industry and the government and the residents here. And I think you see that through the communication that's taking place. The DMAP process, Destination Management Action Plan, was something that the Hawaii Tourism Authority created about 4 years ago. And it's really focused on speaking with visitors, speaking with residents, and understanding where those overlaps are that are impacting both, and then smoothing out anything that logistically is challenging. For example, if we look at the number of visitors, that's one aspect, but also how do they flow around the island? One really exciting thing I learned about last week, actually, is that the Hawaii Tourism Authority is going to be releasing a new app that will use artificial intelligence to communicate with visitors in real time. And they're really developing a rich strategy around that. So for example, if you're on the island and it turns out McKenna's really busy today, and you're thinking going to McKenna, you'll get a notice that, hey, McKenna's busy today. So people can put itineraries in advance so that the AI agent knows, hey, today you should know this is taking place. And so it'll really help with that balance.
So
I think there's a lot of creativity. Yeah, a lot of creativity across the board and open communication about what people want from the different stakeholders.
You know, we have focused this show on Maui during our visits each of the past 4 years, but there are two smaller islands that I also want to discuss with you today. Molokai, it's a little more residential, and Lanai, where we're going, you know, that's become more of a destination in recent years, thanks to Oracle and Larry Ellison, certainly. Now, you do need to take a ferry or a plane to get to either, but talk about these neighbor islands as well with us, because you can get off Maui and go to really nearby islands and enjoy a very different experience.
Absolutely. Maui Nui, or Greater Maui as it's called, is a really diverse place. And so it's so amazing to be on the island of Maui and look across and see Molokai and Lanai there in the distance and think, what are they like? So there are different ways to go to them. I would say if you look at Lanai, it is more of a very upscale, secluded experience, very intimate and kind of off the beaten path. You've got the luxury resorts there with Four Seasons at Manila Bay and the Sensei up in the mountains, and both, of course, exquisite, and really bringing alive the things that Lanai offers with natural beauty, the deep individual culture of the island itself. And so through the resorts and the visitor center there, there's a lot of different information that guests can find to kind of plan a really rich experience on the island. But it's also important to know that you're going there to a place where it's meant to relax as well. But for Molokai, if you counterpoint with Molokai, I often compare that to going to somebody's home. It is very intimate place, and the residents are welcoming of visitors, but similar to any guest, they want you to be welcomed into their home in some degree on their terms, and to really help you understand their island. And so when you go to Molokai, I think it's important to do things that are curated often so they can present the island to you and really help you understand the richness of what you're seeing. As a last note about both islands, helicopters are another great way to go and see the beauty of the island without actually going and taking the transfer over. So that's another thing I like to emphasize as another option.
Yeah, great point, and that's a lovely way to describe Molokai. Many travelers come to Maui for the stunning beaches and the mountains, but there are a rather surprising number of events, festivals, farmers markets going on year-round, Brent. So go ahead, what do you have to say on that? Because I do feel like that's a big part of the island experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think one thing we've really tried to do is draw out the different districts of the island so that people can kind of rediscover Maui for the first time every time they come back. So go to Wailuku, which is the county seat, see some of the historical museums there, and go up to the natural landmark of Iao Valley. And then as you go around their island, each area is so distinct and has different retail, restaurant offerings and activities. So, of course, you've got general activities like zip lining and waterfall tours. But you also have really unique experiences like haku in the town of Makawa, which is a beautiful, intimate lay creation experience where they really help you understand what flower this is, what did it represent in the culture, who was allowed to pick it. So there's so many different ways to engage
the culture. It's that diversity that really is what we connect with, because as you 10-15 minute drive and you're in a completely different experience here on Maui. And it is something Mary and I have always talked about. You know, and to build on that a little bit, you know, this is our 10th visit to Maui. We've also had our sons here with us multiple times in the past. Mary and I, you know, we think we know pretty much, you know, a lot about this island at this point, right? We know it real, pretty well. But you never know a place like a local. And I go back to something I said about you. I mean, you live here, right? So you've lived here a long time, Brent. You know, we'd enjoy hearing when you have friends, family, others that are coming to, we'll call it your island, right? What are some favorite things to do here?
Well, I do love to dine, so we will often go and enjoy some of the newer restaurants or some of the old favorites that are here. I think visitors really have in their mind some of their landmark restaurants that they love and enjoy. And then I love the outdoors. My two children are water kids, so definitely the snorkeling, being in the ocean. And then I think for visitors, some of the landmark experiences like going to the Road to Hana, I think doing that as a guided tour, which is something that people often might not consider because there's that sense of wanting to do the road on your own and drive out. But the road can be challenging. So I think if you go on a guided tour, it can be a first of a kind experience for many people who are used to exploring on their own, because the guides really inform the tour and the experience of going down there because they're from those areas, and so it can really draw them out.
Well, you want an experience. Go from Kapalua to Hana, and it's going to take you every bit of the day, but it is a definite experience that's here, no question.
Brent, we really appreciate this. We enjoyed having Sherry on the program with us 2 years ago, so it was really great to have you highlight Maui, one of our favorite places in the world, on our national show today. So thank you so much for spending part of the day with us and helping us highlight Maui.
Hey, komo mai. Welcome back. So happy to be with you, and thank you for your love of the island.
Aloha and mahalo. Thank you.
Our discussion with Sherry Duong that you mentioned 2 years ago, Mary, was in depth. And, you know, Brett, he brought it today as well.
Yeah, he certainly did. And from what we're seeing firsthand, they're all working really hard to boost tourism to this island, and some great things are happening.
So as Mary and I now take you into this bottom of the hour break, 80% of today's show is still to come, as we've had so many different sides of Maui to cover still. We'd enjoy hearing from you about your own experiences here on Maui, or why this is a destination that you hope to get to at some point. Share your comments with us on our show website, rmworldtravel.com. Again, rmworldtravel.com. Just click on the Contact Us tab, or you can message us on our @RMWorldTravel social channels. Up next, we're going to take in a trip to the Maui Ocean Center. Later in the hour, by the way, Maui's Ocean Vodka is on tap. So get comfortable. There's a lot ahead. Today's big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 broadcast continues after this break.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Region 7 Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Region delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from Seven Seas Splendor and Seven Seas Grandeur as part of our alliance with them. You can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RMWorldTravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in wherever or however you're hearing today's show. What follows is a special Thanksgiving weekend encore presentation from our big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Let's Go America. Mary and I appreciate you being part of this week's big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 broadcast. We are headed to the Maui Ocean Center with you for today's C block that I mentioned just before the break, and we're sponsored by the team at Hilton Grand Vacations.
As a key part of Hilton's portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with more more than 200 resorts and places you're going to want to go, like here on Maui or across Hawaii. They provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Wherever travel takes you, find more information. Go earn your Hilton Honors points as well at HiltonGrandVacations.com, or you can always connect to RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, Ma'alea Maui is best known for its harbor, and it's also a departure point for several ocean activities. In fact, we did a snorkeling tour with Sail Trilogy out of Ma'alea Harbor in 2023. You can find that segment archived on our show website under the Let's Go America Tours. It's also home to the Maui Ocean Center, Hawaii's largest aquarium. This week, we paid them a visit and met with a director, James Morrison.
Well, James, you've been here at the center nearly 15 years now across several different roles. From a marine life standpoint, I want you to share with folks, you know, what you say makes the Maui Ocean Center a one-of-a-kind location, and talk with us also about some of the marine animals that you showcase here.
Sure thing. The thing that makes us special is everything that you see in this aquarium is endemic. We gather from the resources of the island and bring them in to educate people on the various wildlife that we have here. We also have permits with the state that allow us to do that, and they are returned to where they are. Another interesting fact about us is all the coral that we have in our buildings is living coral. Unlike other aquariums, you see plaster replicas. Here, this coral is living, and we can take it and replant if we need to, if there's natural disasters.
And you also have from that, from the whales, right? I mean, obviously from the breeding that's going on.
Right. And right outside our center is Ma'alea Harbor. This is the cradle of the humpback. So we get to see all the whales born here in this area and, you know, wish them a hui ho and safe return when they come back.
And of course, you have the beautiful sea turtles. They're my personal favorites. You have a living reef, and there's no question there's plenty to see here, but there's also the open ocean exhibit. James, you're also a certified scuba diver. We've heard you've actually gone swimming in this exhibit. So talk a little bit about that experience and the exhibit.
I have been in that exhibit several times. It's an amazing experience. If you are certified scuba diver, you have the opportunity to go in. It's one of the easiest dives you will ever do. As far as the experience itself, it's very calming. You would think with 21 sharks swimming around you, you would not be, but just to be in their natural habitat is amazing.
Robert, you have to get certified. We'll have to go in.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Mary. I appreciate that. Another reason to return to Maui. All right. So, and we have to talk about this. Although this is a very successful aquarium, as well as an oceanography center where we have marine wildlife, you know, research ongoing, the center is also a site. And this is what really brought Mary and me here today, is because you have all kinds of Native Hawaiian cultural events going on. So I want you to talk a little bit about Mele and the Hawaiian music experience.
Sure. Yes. We are the Hawaiian Aquarium, so we want to honor our cultural roots here. Mele is a music experience featuring Eric Gilliam. It starts out in our restaurant here and then moves over to our sphere, which is a one-of-a-kind 3D sphere. And it touches the roots of, from beginning of time, cultural experiences, many of the roots that make Hawaii musical background come to life. The ancient times were rooted in chants and music, and we wanted to bring that back. Eric touches every single aspect of that journey.
And in your current role, you're overseeing, in addition to all of the cultural events that happen here throughout the year, you do have a culinary background as well. And I find that interesting. This is way more than just an ocean center for everyone listening. It really is almost a cultural center as well. Talk about what you're offering and what you're doing from a culinary standpoint.
Sure. So Chef Henry and I took the opportunity with Seascape during COVID to actually get out and meet our farmers and our fishermen personally. And we've taken that back in and totally redesigned the menu. Some of the current things that we're doing, we're working with kona limu, which is seaweed, and bringing that here and integrating that into the menu, bringing the cultural aspects back in. So chef likes to take various items from around the island and put them together in ways that you would never think would meld, and the flavor profiles are amazing. But just working with the local farmers, fishermen, and then the native crops are amazing.
Again, just adds to the diversity of coming here. So last question, and this is more Maui macro. Personal favorite thing you like to do on the island? We always like to ask this of folks because we say all the time, nobody knows it more than a local.
If you're coming to Maui, you have to hit Keawakapu Beach, which is outside of Kihei. Sea turtles will swim to you while you're snorkeling or swimming. Again, in my personal time when I'm off, I do love to go diving. Some of my favorite spots would be McKenna Landing, as well as Mala Wharf over in Lahaina.
James, thank you so much for spending some time with us today and helping us showcase the Maui Ocean Center. We appreciate it, and we thank you for being part of this special Maui broadcast with
us. Thank you so much. Any of your listeners listening around the country, we welcome them with open arms here. Our staff here welcomes all the visitors, and we look forward to providing them with a good time, and maybe they'll learn a little something while they're here as well.
Aloha. Thank you.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Aloha. It's a pleasure being with you.
You know, folks, I'm not sure why it took us until our 10th visit to the island to visit the Maui Ocean Center. Better late than never, I guess, right? It's another place that's time well spent, and you're in for an educational and really enjoyable time when you visit. It's much larger than we anticipated. For more information, their website is MauiOceanCenter.com.
Yeah, and that 3D sphere that James referenced was incredible. You're going to see actual footage of humpback whales right here in the Maui waters. Amazing experience. Well, our first three segments of the day are now complete, with seven more still ahead. In less than 10 minutes, Robert and I are going to take you to a local distillery where an array of organic vodka, cooler rum, and gins are being made. But next, Rudy's going to check in for the first time today from St. Paul. He's going to talk surfing, very popular thing to do here on Maui. Today's big Let's Go America tour, Maui 2025, is going to continue in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations.
With more than 150 resorts across the U.S., Europe, Mexico, Asia, the Caribbean, and elsewhere, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities ranging from beautiful pools to state-of-the-art fitness centers.
We like that you can convert membership points into Hilton Honor Points and use them for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide, or for car rentals, air travel, and more. Their flexible point-based vacation ownership system enables members all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional home ownership.
They also offer a one-of-a-kind program called HGV Ultimate Access that delivers special events and experiences, from private concerts by top-selling musicians to celebrity chef-hosted dinners, world-class sporting events, and more.
Wherever your travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations, because where you stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com, or as always, check out RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
What if this holiday you could have it all? Zero stress, you find gifts everyone loves, and all your holiday food wows. Sounds amazing, right? Well, that's what you get with Chef IQ Sense, the wireless cooking thermometer that takes the guesswork out of cooking. Right now, it's 30% off during their Black Friday sale at ChefIQ.com with code CARRY. It's so easy. Just pop in the sensor, tell the app what you're cooking, turkey, prime rib, whatever, and Chef IQ does the rest. Head to chefiq.com, use promo code CARRY for 30% off, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
If you've been waiting to try learning a new language with Babbel, now is the time. Black Friday has come early this year. Babbel's biggest sale is happening now. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with a lifetime subscription at our best price of the year, which means a small investment for all your big adventures. Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember. Plus, Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And with a lifetime access to all of Babbel's languages, lessons, podcasts, and cultural insights, just imagine what you can do, or rather, where you could go. So if you've been putting off booking that pastry pilgrimage to France for fear of mispronouncing croissant, take advantage of Babbel's biggest sale of the season. Where will Babbel take you? Find out at Babbel.com. But hurry, this offer ends November 30th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less, for a limited time, at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little lap does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
Happy Thanksgiving holiday weekend, everyone. We'll all be back with you live again next weekend, but today it's a special encore presentation of our big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 from October 4th.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. And as we roll through this first hour of the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 broadcast, I want to talk to you about doing something about your aches, pains, and inflammation. Relief Factor is a 100% natural research-based formula created to help combat the root causes of inflammation, which is the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, even everyday living. Relief Factor is a powerful and unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil that's trusted by many thousands in our audience to provide ongoing relief from their back, neck, shoulder, hip, and knee discomfort, including general muscle aches and more. Try it for yourself. All you have to do is go to relieffactor.com, and when you do, you can very easily order your three-week trial pack for just $19.95. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better is a day you live better, and that'll allow you to go travel more. Relieffactor.com. Or to find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, you can't be in a state of more than, you can't live in a state or visit a state of more than 100 islands, as Hawaii is, and not have water on your mind. Our next guest definitely confirms that. He once wrote in an essay, quote, "We are not land people, we are water people." He was speaking, of course, of Hawaiians. Tom Stone is a native Hawaiian waterman and former pro surfer who also handcrafts surfboards. Tom, welcome to the show. Let's start with Hawaii and you. Tell me about your bio in brief.
Hey, aloha, Rudy. Well, let me see. Again, I'm Tom Stone. I live on the island of Oahu in Kahului. That's on our windward side. And as you said, former pro surfer. Became lifeguard, then was a professor for the University of Hawaii.
What did you teach at the University of Hawaii?
Oh, well, I taught Hawaiian studies. That was my forte, focusing on traditional sports of our islands.
Okay. When I, you know, when you and I were younger, I know you're in your 70s, Hawaii Five-O, the television show, helped shape the image of Hawaii for those of us who lived on and still live on the mainland. But there are two current TV series featuring your home state. Are they coming closer to reality, and what are their names?
Well, I mean, Chief of War is the most recent one. And yes, they are definitely a lot more accurate than a lot of visuals that people have seen around the world. That for sure. The other one is Surfers Girls, and you know, the young women that play the roles, or actually it is their role, it's their life. Ebe, Malohia, Pua, that's really coming to the actual reality of how we saw our Native women and their abilities. So,
well, I know Chief of War is on Apple TV Plus. You were involved a bit in it. And that is really sort of an epic historical drama that tells the history of Hawaii from a Hawaiian point of view. Surf Girls Hawaii, I'm not quite sure what that is about, just how, and that is on Netflix. And is that just about surfing?
It's about the women's journey through the, you know, as professional surfers and the issues that they have experienced. And they're all you know, native, you know, girls or women, I shouldn't say girls, women. They are immersed in their culture. They grew up with their native language. That is their first language. And they opened the doors towards professionalism for the women in Hawaii.
So is it a documentary or a dramatic series?
It's a dramatic series. So that's how I would put it.
Okay. You know, so it's scripted and so on.
Yeah, it is. Just like Chief of War. You know, Chief of War is not 100% accurate, but the portrayal of who we are and our language is accurate.
Yeah, even the most of historical dramas often have to be, you know, there have to be some liberties given for facts.
Sure.
Surfing sounds like was obviously a big part of your life. Is surfing still as big as it was in Hawaii as it has been in the past?
Well, I mean, ocean is home, right? And I believe that it has grown a lot, which is really good. And it's taken on a life of its own around the world. Everybody, I believe, as Homo sapiens, we are attracted back to our ocean origins worldwide. So I see it as a plus.
Okay. Tom Stone is a native Hawaiian. He is a former professional surfer, and he commits himself to spreading the word about Hawaii. You can find more information about his board company by going to hawaiibc.com. Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Rudy. Appreciate your time.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
We'll all be back with you live again next weekend, but today, as we enjoy the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend, what follows is a special encore presentation.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. As Mary and I welcome you back to the beach here on Maui in today's big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 broadcast. Well, the diversity of this show now continues as we're about to talk vodka, rum, gin, and more. Before that happens, however, today's E-Block, well, we're sponsored by Seabourn.
And with a single suite key, you can open the door to incomparable value of all-inclusive luxury cruising. And from personal experience, we've shared many times on this show, we can attest you're going to feel right at home in an intimate yacht-like atmosphere, all while getting pampered with intuitive, personalized service.
You know, this is your moment, folks. Visit Seabourn.com for more information and show specials. You can also find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
All right, a part of travel we really enjoy is happening upon places previously unknown. And during our travels here a year ago, we drove up to Kula. The view views from Kula along the slopes of volcanic Haleakala are stunning. I think they're always different. We decided to stop at Ocean Vodka Organic Farm and Distillery for sunset, a place we'd heard about, but we didn't know too much about it. Well, it's a happening thing to do on the island. They even offer live music. It's a great time, and it's why we wanted to share it with all of you as well. So this week, we met up with founder Shay Smith, and here's some of that visit.
So just over 20 years ago, this place started with a creative idea, Shay, using Hawaiian desalinated ocean mineral water to make vodka on Maui. It's grown into a distillery that produces not just vodka, but now other spirits as well. I want you to share your passion and vision for what you've created and what makes the vodka different.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah, we've, as a family, born and raised here, have three generations on the island, and we're looking at opportunities around agriculture to create products that we could sell around the world was kind of the inspiration. And in looking at that, we realized that sugarcane was a resource that we had, and alcohol was something that was non-perishable. So combining those two together, we were off to the races 20 years ago.
Shay, we have friends who used to live on the island, and they always talked up this place. They used to come up here all the time. So we visited last year. We were here, Robert, for sunset cocktails and live music. But we enjoyed the farm cafe and the food. And in trying to describe this venue for our listeners, it does have a farm-to-table vibe to it as well. And you cannot beat these views of the Pacific Ocean and the West Maui Mountains. So give us a little more in-depth to the experience that you offer visitors.
Thank you, Mary. Yeah, so the farm here up in Kula Maui is set up kind of like a vineyard and or a winery, where you get the agriculture all the way through the manufacturing. So you have the tasting experiences where you can taste ocean organic vodka, Kula rum, Phi gin, Brum aged rums, and also all the way to our culinary side of it, where we use farm to table produce from, you know, neighboring farms, and we create a world-class menu to go alongside our world-class drinks.
Yeah, it's just outstanding experience. So you've had several partners over the years as a way of giving back. I'd like you to specifically just talk a little bit about your partnership with the Pacific Whale Foundation and why it's important to you.
Thank you. That is a great partnership we've had with Pacific Whale Foundation for a lot of years now. And since Ocean Organic Vodka and the Ocean Distillery uses deep ocean mineral water as part of the DNA in all our brands, it felt and it kind of touched our hearts to be able to support groups that's their primary focus. And so, you know, the Pacific Whale Foundation does amazing education and gets people out on the water. And so that's been a great partnership.
I mean, that sounds like, again, and very important to you. And as Mary said, you have other partnerships as well, certainly. So I want to talk to you a little bit about this because, you know, you don't do flavored vodkas here, Shay. I mean, preferring to keep vodka pure, which we appreciate. So the raw elements come out in the flavor. But you do offer some fun, creative cocktails for your vodka. I mean, anything you personally enjoy?
Oh, yes. I try not to enjoy them too often or too many, but yes, I definitely enjoy them. Some of our favorites here on the farm, one of them is a Green Harvest, which is a citrus jalapeno ocean vodka drink.
Nice.
And then we also do a local girl, which is POG, Passion Orange Guava.
Correct.
And you can do that with either our Kula rums or Ocean Organic Vodka. And both of those are big sellers. For me personally, I'm an ocean and soda with a little bit of lime.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple,
baby. Keep it simple. I love that. So our program, you know, as you know, when we were scheduled to come here to meet with you for this, heard around the country. So you got people right now, whether it's in Boston or Seattle or Key West, Florida, wherever it may be around the U.S., up in Alaska right now. They may be saying, all right, how do I get some of the product and so forth? So talk about how many countries you're currently sold in and how can folks purchase your spirits if they're not going to be on Maui anytime soon?
We've been doing this for 20 years, so we've been able to expand ourselves outside of Hawaii, obviously. And so we're in all 50 states, Canada and the Caribbean. We sell at a lot of retailers from Publix in Florida to Safeways and Vons on the West Coast. OceanDistillery.com is a good place to go to start finding where it is near you.
And it's a very distinctive bottle, too, so that they can't miss it.
Yeah, look for the blue round sphere.
Absolutely. Again, folks, OceanDistillery.com.
Shay, thank you. We appreciate it. You've built quite a destination here. Thanks for your time today.
Mahalo, and thank you for joining.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Well, Mary, 60 minutes have already flown by today. The show's just moving right along.
Oh, it's hard to believe. And listen, before we wrap, I do want to just mention that this month, the distillery is going to be releasing an agave spirit.
Another product
from them.
Excited
about.
Just keep bringing it along. Well, that's going to do it for hour one of the show this week, everyone. Hour two of the next 60 minutes will begin in just a few minutes as our big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2025 broadcast continues. And we're going to continue to take you around this island for a very different type of show today. Stay with us, everyone. Don't forget, you can also catch the show live or through the show archives at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.